IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting. And my dear guest, Sayyid Abdullah, and the other guest, Brother Hussein. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, we are criticizing the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, directed by Ron Howard. Starred by Tom Hanks and Ewan McGregor. Well, you know, there is a part that I want you to listen to, and then we'll be back and ask the question about it. Don't go away.
Our church is at war. We are under attack from an old enemy, the Illuminati. They have struck us from within, murdering our Holy Father, and threatening us all with destruction at the hands of their new god, science. They call it retribution. They think it justified because of the church's attacks on men of science in the distant past, and it's true. Since the days of Galileo, this church has tried to slow the relentless march of progress, sometimes with misguided means. But science and religion are not enemies. There are simply some things that science is just too young to understand. So the church pleads, stop, slow down, think, wait. And for this they call us backward. But who is more ignorant? The man who cannot define lightning, or the man who does not respect its natural, awesome power? The battle is well underway, signori. We must defend ourselves. But what if this time we fight their stealth with openness, combat their wicked scheme with simple truth, and end this brutish battle once and for all?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. I have my guests here, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, and we are criticizing the movie Angels and Demons. You know, there is a pep talk, of course, in that particular part, but you can also see the kind of ups and downs, peaks and valleys of debates and dialogues between scientists and priests throughout the movie, Brother Hussein. There is this pep talk, right? Referring to the battle between the two, like between science and religion. We know the history between the two, you know. Those who are interested, they can refer to the history books and see for themselves or read for themselves what the relationship between the two was. But is there any way, Brother Hussein, to reconcile their differences, like bridging the gap, you know, between science and religion? Is it at all possible?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To answer that, yeah, I think it is possible. But it really depends on the religion, and it also depends on the scientific research we have so far. Of course, there are things that, you know, for example, God promises that will happen, or things that, you know, he says that can happen, but have really no scientific base, at least, you know, as far as we've gotten to, right? The thing is, it can be complementary, and you know, the Christianity specifically and science haven't been getting along really, you know, at least in the history. But they're being more open-minded these days, mm-hmm. the Christians and the church, and of course, you know, they're discovering newer things. But like I said, it really goes back to the religion, because some religions just tell you things that have no scientific base, and you can't really,
I ask this question because men of religion seem to be very much insistent on their ideas, right? Okay. And they say, for example, this is from God, probably, all right? Or they get it from another source, which is, like, related to God. For example, they get it from another priest or whatsoever, you know? But the thing is, science says that they know that it's not like the results that come out of science, like the technological and scientific achievements and feats, they also admit that it's not a stable, right?
Stable,
well,
yeah,
they say that ad hoc. This is a very key terminology. They keep saying it in like logic and like the philosophy of science. Like everything that they reach right now, right here, is ad hoc. Meaning, if we find something contrary to the belief that we came to right now, might change our idea.
Of course,
right? But we don't see that kind of flexibility and change within the religious circles.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the difference between religion and science. Science is always developing and, you know, becoming newer or, you know, fresher. But religion is, you know, is a divine type of thing. Like, it's a divine book of teachings that you have, that you have to follow. And there's no guide to, you know, research about it, or you can if you want to, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like I said, it also depends on the religion. For example, mm-hmm. in Christianity, you have the Trinity, right?
Yes.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, like, magically, all of them equal to one person, or, yes. you know, one essence, or whatever. So, you three cannot equal one. And no matter how scientifically, you know, you research about this,
so
you're not going to get to that conclusion.
Would there be any way, any possibility of bridging the two? Because math says three is not one.
In the right circumstances, yes. That's my answer.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and ask the question related to the part of the movie that we just aired.
Murderer.
You know, when they call me, and they all call me, it is so important to them that I know that what they ask is the Lord's will, or Allah's, or Yahweh's. And I suppose they're right. Because if he was not vengeful, I would not exist, nor would I.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Well, we are still criticizing the movie Angels and Demons, and you just listen to a part where an antagonist killer says, Sayyid Abdullah, I wouldn't be vengeful if God wasn't.
Mm.
All right? This is coming from a radical. He thinks that he's doing the right thing, the religious thing, and this is his divine duty to do it, all right?
Yeah.
Is it really true? Why do extremists relate themselves to God and religion like this?
At the end of the day, everyone wants to justify his own actions.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need to have a scapegoat, right?
Right.
With religious people, their scapegoat is God. So they have to relate whatever they do to God.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way the Crusaders did, they're doing God's job, God's work. Same thing with any priest or any church in this matter as well. They want to make sure that what they do is based on God. Even if you look at the Torah, for example, it's extremely violent. So violent that if you read it, you'd be like, this God, and this is the word of, what's his name, Christopher Hitchens,
yes.
which is one of the contemporary atheist. He said, such a God I would never follow because it gives you like a very extreme image of God.
Yes.
So according to Judaism, you're allowed and you should kill anyone who's not a Jew. I mean, to that extreme. And even the Bible itself, I read stories, horrendous stories, committed by Moses himself. Mm-hmm. He finds people committing incest or adultery. He comes, he puts a spear through them, and he takes him out to the public. And he's like, you know, he makes a, it's just vicious, right?
True.
So a lot of people want to, whatever they do, they have to relate it to God in order for them to get justification. So if it's God done it, then it's okay. Then I'm doing it based on God. In fact, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is God vengeful? Of course not. There's nothing about God is vengeful. Allah says, I've given you time on this earth. I've given you free will. Whatever you do, you reap the results of your own actions. So it's not him punishing me. It's me punishing myself.
Exactly.
If I want to commit haram, I am literally putting myself in hellfire, not God. God says, there's A, there's B, the choice is yours. You take the... So where's the vengefulness here? Mm-hmm. Vengefulness would be Allah sending thunderbolts to my head and your head every time we commit a sin.
Yes.
And even Allah mentioned that in the Quran clearly. He says, لَوْ يُوَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ نَسْ بِمَا كَسَبُ وَلَمَا تَرَكْ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَيَارَ.
Yes.
If he would take them for every sin they commit, there will be no human left.
Mm-hmm.
So which part of this indicates to you that God is vengeful?
Yeah,
he's
true.
Not. So
true indeed.
God and vengeance don't go along very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
But those, like I said, but those who want to seek vengeance, obviously they need a scapegoat.
Yeah.
So God is, you know, something that cannot reply to them. You know, can't defend himself. So let's go with God.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
But Davoli wasn't just a physicist. He was also a Catholic priest.
As such, he was deeply conflicted about the implications of his work and in need of spiritual guidance. Like Galileo. About a month ago, he requested an audience with the Pope, but you know that. Because you granted the audience and you were also present during it.
The God particle. To actually claim an act of creation, the blasphemy, the arrogance.
The Holy Father didn't see it like that. He urged him to go public. His Holiness thought that the discovery could actually scientifically prove the existence of a divine power. Begin to bridge the gap between science and religion.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie Angels and Demons, produced in 2009 and directed by Ron Howard. Brother Hossein, there is a reference to the God particle in the movie. There is the clash between science and religion all the time. Throughout the movie, you can see it. It's portrayed pretty explicitly. And to me, I think they're looking for some kind of like a substitute for God. It's, you know, religion has God, but science doesn't have anything. So they're looking for some kind of a like super entity, right? Rather than a super being, which we call God. All right. So they call it the God particle. We know it in physics that they're working very hard on it now in science. Can a development in science sometimes, in contrast to a conventional religious belief, prove religions wrong?
I think, you know, there's always that, you know, especially in the movie, that they're always showing that there is, you know, sort of a battle between, you know, science and the church. And, of course, they're trying to show that, you know, there are ups and downs and, you know, sometimes the science wins in a battle and sometimes, you know, the church wins. But ultimately, I think that, you know, science is more of like a man-made, you know, type of thing. They keep discovering things. And
but we also need it.
Yeah, we need it because we have
to live our life, to survive.
Of course, yeah. And, you know, there is a certain amount of the science scientific discoveries that we've found that, you know, are true, that make sense. Like, you know, wash your hands with soap because, you know, there's bacteria. But, you know, of course, as we push beyond, you know, the relative circle that we have of the science that we can prove completely, there, you know, you start falling into different, you know.
You mean the science cannot answer for all of our questions or it cannot account for everything?
And it's always developing. It's
it
always,
is limited. But the thing is, are they complementary? Because we also have a reference at the end of the movie that the new pope, the new elected pope, newly elected pope, is a doctor himself. All right? He's a physician.
So he's really open-minded.
So, yeah, he's pretty much open-minded. Well, the advisor says to the professor, the world is in need of both science and religion. So I guess they're trying to bridge the gap by saying that they are complementary, aren't they?
Of course. I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, they are complementary and they do help each other.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also a lot of, differences that we have to acknowledge.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And since this program, in fact, is aired during Ramadan, and this is rather the beginning of the Ramadan, please keep us in your du'as and pray for us. With me, Muhammad Jawad, and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
This is the first sign.
What sort of sign?
Earth, air, fire, water. And the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father of God has issues. They won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Our church is at war.
Hey!
This is the first marker. The path is alive.
You're talking about the moment of creation.
Open the doors and tell the world the truth.
This is it.
This is the truth. Angels and demons.